Coast 93.1. Good morning. 8:33. It's the Blake and Eva Show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. It's the full moon, beaver moon.
Yeah.
Today.
You going to do the naked gun line? Are you going
to? Of course.
You can. Nice beaver.
Thank you. You can't do it without that.
It looked like it was gearing up to be full.
It is full. Yep. Yeah, it says, I guess, today, and it's technically full tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But it's the, why is it called the beaver moon?
Well, that's, beavers are active this time of year.
Oh.
Is that really why, Todd?
It is really why. They're making their nests. It just sounds bad. But yeah, they're dams, beaver dams. They're making their beaver dams so they can, sleep there all winter.
Whatever, it says, November moon was named the beaver moon because it was the last month you could get warm beaver furs.
Oh, told you.
That's before they hibernate or something.
Oh, before hibernating, yeah.
So the last time you could kill them?
Yeah. Nice coat.
Nice beaver.
Why, thank you.
Are we going to be making beaver jokes?
Thank you.
We already have been.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
You can't do a beaver with that. So you we were off the air a second ago. We were talking about the Marlboro Man, and you go, why? And he died. The original Marlboro Man died. He was 90 years old and not a smoker.
Mm.
He was a real cowboy. And they saw him in a newspaper picture, and they walked up to his ranch in Colorado and said, hey, we want you to be in the Marlboro commercials. And he said, I'm kind of busy right now. Why don't you come back next week? And they did.
And they did.
And they shot a bunch of pictures, and he had this 12-year-long acting career.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a smoker.
That's incredible.
Right.
And he actually said to, imagine that, the Marlboro Man,
right, endorsing,
the cowboy guy, was not a smoker. And he said, what was his name? Bob Norris. I wonder if he's related to Chuck Norris. Well, maybe not. Bob Norris says he told the kids, I don't ever want to see you smoking. Well, one of the kids got a little, got the courage to finally say, well, if you don't want us to smoke, why are you doing cigarette commercials, Dad?
Right.
this was during a family argument or something, right?
Right.
And he called up and quit, called Philip Morris and quit that day.
For real?
Yeah, that's how he ate.
People had principles.
I know. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. He said, there's no gray area between right and wrong. You do the right thing, even if it costs you. You do the right thing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to wear that cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
So they must have gotten another Marlboro Man then.
Yeah, they had a few different ones throughout the years.
Okay, because there was one that was exceptionally handsome.
I think this was him. I think this was he was very handsome, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was the original Marlboro Man, and I don't know. I guess I always assumed he was an actor.
Yeah.
They just cast him, they had auditions for Marlboro Man.
Can you imagine them today, looking to cast somebody for a soap commercial, and they're like, look at this person in the paper. Hey, go find out where they live and drive up and ask them if they could be our new spokesman.
Go drive to their ranch. Right. Now it's like, oh, I saw someone on Instagram. Why don't you just DM him?
Right.
Then they had to drive to the 63,000-acre ranch in Colorado to find the Marlboro Man. Okay, The Marlboro Man was also an animal lover. He had an orphaned African elephant named Amy.
Oh.
Chronicled in the book The Cowboy and His Elephant.
Wow.
Wait, what? He had an orphaned African elephant. The Marlboro Man had an orphaned elephant.
In a book he wrote?
No, it was a book about him and the elephant.
Oh.
Imagine that. Imagine you go, you're like, oh my God, that's the Marlboro Man. And he's walking around his ranch with his elephant.
Marry me.
Telling everyone not to smoke.
Right.
What?
The baboon's got a cig hanging out.
No, you're going, don't smoke.
Right.
This is a smoke-free ranch.
I know. Good for him. Hi, Amy.
There's Amy.
I love that.
If you kids smoke, I'm going to sick Amy on you.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to sick Amy the elephant on you. Imagine that. Well, anyway, happy Beaver Moon, everybody.
Damn. We need that clip.
It looks like a beaver, but I know it's not a beaver.
There's one sure way to tell.
Wait, what is that smell?
It's a beaver.
Happy Beaver Moon Day.